This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
In the Old Testament, the law is established for the Jews to follow. The law was given to them by God Himself, with Moses as the conduit. It was not the law as interpreted by man. It was the law given by God. Even so, men found a way around it. After all, it has to be administered by man. Its human effectiveness is determined by man. The law was the guideline by which the Jews were to live their lives. There were no loopholes in the law. It dealt with every aspect of life. Yet within it, there was grace and mercy. Within the law, God provided for those who could not provide for themselves. The law, if followed, would help a person live a healthy life. And within it, there was a constant reminder of God. The feasts and sacrifices were there for a purpose. They set the Israelites apart from their neighbors. They brought them together as a nation. They gave them a way to be obedient to God that was tangible. They knew what they were required to do. It just meant that they had to do it. And while the law was meant to be a good thing, people found ways to get around it, to take advantage of it. They found ways to prosper from it at the expense of others. There's one part of the law that we want to look at today, the one that said one caught in adultery must be stoned. Did it apply just to the woman? It did not say any woman caught in the act of adultery must be put to death. It said, do not commit adultery. Later, the command to stone such a one was added. This can be found in Deuteronomy 22-24, which says, if a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. If a man happens to meet in a town a virgin pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. The basic law is found in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20:14, which says, you shall not commit adultery. In Leviticus 20:10, we find these words, if a man commits adultery with another man's wife, both the adulterer and the adulteress must be put to death. So the original command does not specify just the woman or adulteress. It is a general law that applies to everyone. And this is borne out in the later command, which does mention both the adulterer, the man, and the woman, the adulteress. This is the condition of things when Jesus arrived on the scene. The Jewish leaders, Pharisees, Sadducees, teachers of the law, had all carved out a place for themselves where they got to interpret the law and to make others abide by it as they saw it. Traditions had a bigger place in everyday life than the law itself. So now we come to the scripture in John chapter 8, where the Jews come to Jesus with a woman who was caught in the act of adultery. So where is the man in all of this? They made the woman stand before the group while they explained to Jesus what she had done. Then comes the interesting part. They say, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? So it is very clear that they knew the law. They knew what they were supposed to do. Yet they were also showing the way the law could be deferred. Each rabbi or Pharisee could interpret it in the way he chose. That is the opportunity they were offering to Jesus. His response was amazing. He pretty much ignored their explanation and question. He began to write on the ground things that gave them great discomfort. When he did speak, he acknowledged that the law said such a person must be stoned, but he added a new covenant twist to it. He said the one to throw the first stone must be without sin. Then he wrote on the ground again. And it is at this point that the people began to go away. That in itself is amazing because the Pharisees seemed to think they were pretty perfect. They did not need a savior. Yet what he wrote, and we are not told what it was, convinced them to go away without pursuing the woman further. So it is clear that the Pharisees picked and chose what part of the law they would enforce. And it is also clear that the question they asked Jesus was one they knew the answer to. It should not have been asked at all, which shows that it was indeed a trick question. meant to trap Jesus into saying something that would make him unpopular and so able to be arrested. They really wanted him to be gone. Scripture is full of such accounts of the attempts to trap Jesus, to get rid of him, no matter what means were used. Look for them as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.